Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Mobrick. Today on Route 51, we look at the crisis facing farm families and the lack of affordable health care, and a local effort to address it that's been called a model not just for the state of Wisconsin, but for the entire nation. The Shawano County Rural Health Initiative is a first-of-its-kind program that sends trained health care professionals out to rural farms, providing health care screenings and preventive care to people who either don't have health insurance at all, or who have insurance with very high deductibles, or who simply don't have the time to leave their chores and drive to a clinic or a hospital. The program received the prestigious UW Colleges and UW Extension Wisconsin Idea Award last month. With us today to discuss the initiative, Tom Anderson, retired Shawano County Ag Agent, who's been with the program since its inception 5 years ago. We also have two local dairy farmers, Dale and Debbie Milkey, who have used the service, and Debbie is also a member of the initiative's board of directors. Also joining us by telephone from Madison, Republican State Representative Gary Talkin. Now, we want to welcome our new listeners this hour on WHID Green Bay and also WHDI Door County, and we encourage you and our regular listeners on WLBL and WHBM in North Central Wisconsin to call in with your questions and comments. Healthcare is being debated right now in Washington, and here we have a successful regional program that's working for some people and may provide a template for others. Our lines are open right now. If you're in the Wausau area, you can call us at 261-6371. That's 261-6371. Or if you're calling from anywhere, 1-800-780-9742. That's our toll-free line, 1-800-780-9742. Deb and Dale and Tom and Gary, thanks so much for being on Route 51 this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's good to be here in Wausau, Glen.
Gary, can you hear us well in Madison? Is the connection okay?
The connection's perfect, and I'm looking forward to the discussion.
Very good. And we wish, Tom, that Rhonda Streble, the executive director of the initiative, could be with us today.
She's with us in thought, anyway, Glenn.
She had some health care problems of her own that she had to take care of today. But I do want to thank her right now for setting up this program and setting up the guests. And I'm sure that all of us would like to thank her for the work that she's put in on this particular initiative. Congratulations, Tom, on winning the UW Colleges and UW Extension Ideas Award this past October 1st. I happened to be there at the Chancellor's Dinner, and I saw Chancellor David Wilson present the award, and I was just blown away with the whole idea of the program.
Well, thank you very much, Glenn. It certainly is it's a tribute, really, to all of the partners that were involved in this in the Shawano community. And Shawano's a very special place. I don't know if you knew that, but Shawano County is a very special place and full of very special people. So this wasn't a surprise to any of us in the county, I don't think. That is the success of the initiative. The award was a surprise.
Well, Tom, why don't you tell us about the program, what it does, and what needs it addresses?
Well, Glenn, you know, I've heard as we hear the discussions now about healthcare, how complex healthcare is. And I would agree, it's very complex. And I think trying to get a handle on healthcare in general is pretty difficult. So if you were going to take away one thought about the Shawano Rural Health Initiative, it's that it's only a part of it. And it's that part that's prevention that you talked about. Preventive care, first-line care, being available and affordable to farm families, that's the whole key. And, you know, you might ask, well, what's the rationale behind all of this? And I guess in the easiest way that I can tell you, it stems from the fact that we really think that one of the most important things in farming are farmers, our farm families. And if there is something that can be done to promote their health and prevent catastrophic things from happening, we think it's worthwhile. And that, I think that, in at least in my mind, reflects a lot of what the Rural Health Initiative is all about.
You serve about 300 families right now?
I think that's right, Deb.
Yes, 300, about 40% of the farming community in Shawano County.
That's a big chunk of people. Yep. And out of those 40% of the farm families, or I guess we could extrapolate these figures to all families. What I've got in statistics from your own website is that 18% don't have any health insurance at all.
Correct.
And 41% have very high deductibles, and 80% have no preventive care.
Correct.
That's a crisis.
Right, and that's what we're trying to change, or at least try to get some access to these farmers that do not have any access to health care. With the with their hectic and irregular farm schedules, it's awfully hard to pull our guys in off the field or out of the barn, and they have to change clothes and have to be at a particular spot at a particular time, and that's not the way that they're used to operating.
Well, if you go to a doctor's office, you have to wait.
And then so it's wasted time.
Okay. Dale, as a perspective on a working dairy farm, why don't you tell us a little bit about your operation, first of all?
Well, we farm in Marion in Shawnee County, and we milk around 300 cows right now. We have right around 600 head altogether. We milk just twice a day. That's enough. We're glad to get them milked twice. I know a lot of guys are three times, but we only do it twice. We took advantage mostly because of Debbie being on the board. My son and I did the screening and stuff that they came out and do, and it was harmless, and we learned they did the hearing and the eyesight and check their lungs and stuff. My son and I did that.
So. And they did that all right out on the farm.
Right,
they brought
in the
all
kitchen.
The equipment.
Yep.
And they brought a professional out to take care of
yep.
you. And do you have health insurance?
Yes.
What's it like? Do you have a real high deductible?
Yeah,
Debbie would have to answer that question.
He has, I think, a $2,500 deductible on his, and Jamie has about $1,000. So that's the first dollars out of your pocket.
And how old is Jamie?
Our son Jamie just turned 24.
Okay, so the reasoning, I guess, being that if he's younger, he's healthier, and maybe you can get away with a higher deductible.
Well, it was affordable at the time when the insurance agent came out. That's why we went with those numbers. But as he gets older, I'm sure that'll change too.
And how about you, Debbie?
I had some health complications, and I had been employed off the farm back in 97 to 2000, and then I went on the COBRA plan when I quit my job, and then I tried to apply.
And that's not cheap, is it?
No. And then I applied for insurance, being on the farm, and I was rejected, and after you're rejected, I think three times, then I went on the state plan of HRSP. And
that's the high-risk insurance pool,
correct.
Which I think was set up originally to take care of AIDS patients, or at least that was
really?
Big rationale behind it.
Well, fortunately, I don't fit into that.
Well, a lot of people with pre-existing conditions end up on there.
Yes.
I can speak from personal experience. I had a hip replacement, and I ended up in that pool for a while because I couldn't get private health coverage from anybody, until I got picked up by another employer. So those employers who provide you with health insurance are just invaluable to most of us who are in the workforce. But farmers, you just don't have that option.
As soon as I was diagnosed with PKD, which was probably 10, 12 years ago, then I was rejected by all the insurance companies. They don't want to touch you. If they suspect you're going to have any kind of surgery or I was destined for a kidney transplant, so I was turned down, and so I went on the state plan. And
can I ask you what your coverage costs you?
I just got notice today, because in November you have your option to change plans, and it's going to be $348 a month starting in January.
And that's for you personally?
Just for me, yeah.
And then the rest of the
Dale,
family?
Yeah, Dale's is almost $200 a month, and Jamie's is about $110 or $115.
And that again, is with incredibly high deductibles for both of you. Representative Gary Talkin, you're not only an assemblyman, you're a dairy farmer. It gives you a special knowledge of the needs that this program addresses.
Oh, right. I think that the agricultural community is an important part of Wisconsin's economy, and we have to make sure that we do what we can to protect it and provide it the tools it needs to be successful in order to benefit the whole state economy.
Now, as somebody who's involved in the political system, what are the things that you find attractive about this program?
Well, this is a wonderful tool. The thing I like about the state of Wisconsin is we've been recognized as number one in healthcare quality. And we have about 92% of our population that at least has catastrophic care. And the Badger Care Plus program, the Badger Care Core program are actually going to increase that a bit more. But the thing that I really like about Wisconsin is that we're innovative. We came out with a lot of different programs like W-2 in the welfare area. And I think this program, the Shawnee County Rural Health Initiative, is a program that should be duplicated, that should be used in other areas, that can be very useful in providing not only the rural community, but also parts of our urban community, the tools it needs to provide health care services, wellness and prevention programs, and other health care recommendations in order to help our population in that area.
So you see this as something that could apply to other counties other than Shawnee and other areas, not just rural areas, but even some of our major cities? Would it work in Milwaukee?
Oh, that's what we're hoping to do. When we developed the program, we wanted a program that was sustainable, that would benefit the community, but also we'd be able to duplicate and move to other areas, and that's one of our goals. In fact, we received a federal grant to write up a documentary on what we did and try to be able to promote that concept in order to transfer to other areas.
That's State Representative Gary Talkin. He is a Republican from Bonduelle. We also have Deb and Dale Milkey, two dairy farmers from Shawnee County, and Tom Anderson, who is a retired ag agent from Shawnee County. We are talking about the Shawnee County Rural Health Initiative, something that may be a template as we have a national debate going on, and we've had a state debate for a long time about the need for health care. Maybe there are some ideas here that we can apply to other places. What do you think? If you're a new listener to this program, we're broadcasting just today because Shawnee County is in listening area for WHID Green Bay and WHDI Door County. If you're listening on WLBL or WHBM in North Central Wisconsin, wherever you are, give us a call. We want your input on this or on the crisis in healthcare facing this country in general. 1-800-486-8655. That's 1-800-486-8655. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back after this short break.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Those phone numbers again, 1-800-780-9742, toll-free, 261-6371. If you're in the Wausau area, we're talking about health care. If you've got a question regarding the debate that's going on in Washington, the debate that has been going on in Madison, and we specifically want to talk about the Shawnee County Rural Health Initiative, which is may provide a template of answers for at least some of the problems that we're facing, problems in our rural areas. And according to one of our guests, Republican State Representative Gary Talkin, something that could be applied to even urban areas, other counties across north central Wisconsin. Now, Debbie, you were mentioning to me earlier that there is a grant available that was provided by Representative Steve Kagan's office to take this program and bring it to other counties. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, part of the grant was to put together a manual for replication in other counties, and that has been done as of the end of July. And what we're looking to do now as part of the operations committee is to put together a conference in which we could invite other interested county members, maybe extension agents, to come to Shawnee County for a conference. And at that time, they could purchase the manual and take it back to their counties and then use it in areas that they see fit. Not everything that we did worked, and so that's something we'd like to share. But most of all, the things that did work, we'd like to get out there. So we could help other people.
Has this been scheduled? Is it?
No, it's in the works yet. We have a board meeting coming up. It's either next week or the week after, and then we will see what the board decides and take it from there. So it'll be forthcoming.
Tom Anderson, does this strike you as being an idea that's applicable to other areas?
Oh, I think probably so. If you look at the farming community in general, the farming community is really built on strong partnerships. And farmers have partnerships with a lot of those folks that come out to the farm that help them, whether it's a veterinarian, whether it's a dairy nutritionist, whether it's an agronomist. And, you know, in looking at it, that's one of the things that's happened with the Shawano Rural Health Initiative is that that partnership is transferred to another helper, and that is the person that's out there representing the health initiative and doing the health screening and prevention. And, you know, I've met a lot of farmers across the state of Wisconsin in my years in working, and they're more alike than different. So I have to believe that in the agricultural area, this could, I think, be easily transferred to others.
Now, is that one-on-one interaction between the representative of this initiative who comes out to the farm and talks to the farm family individually, is that
critical.
Something that's really critical?
I think so. You know, in the early planning, we had three different perspective or possible things that we could have done. Written a newsletter, held a rural clinic, in other words, held a clinic somewhere where we would invite people in, or look at doing it the way we did it with a rural health coordinator that went to the farm. We did it the right way. I think if we're looking at a large part of the trust as well as the reason that this has worked and worked so well, it's that personal rapport that Rhonda Strabel and the people that work with her, our rural health coordinator, have established on the farm. Somebody to listen, you know, and that's what farmers are pretty used to when they're looking at building those partnerships with those others, such as the veterinarian that I talked to you about.
Gary Talkin, tell me how a program like this might work in a big city area like Milwaukee, where we also have a lot of people who are uninsured.
Well, the first thing you need to do is pull the right people together, the stakeholders that are involved, and that's a big part of it. You need to, first of all, get a focus group together and talk about the needs of the communities that deal with health care. For instance, there might be foundations in the area, individuals that are committed to that community that need to be pulled in and have this whole issue vetted. It's similar to anything you really want to get done. You need to get the players at the table, the stakeholders, talk about the options you might have. And the good thing here is you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I think we have a very, very viable program, one that's working well. As Deb mentioned, there have been mistakes along the way. Everything doesn't work. And, I think that we're there to help. They'll have somebody to talk to that's been through the process. And I think it can be a real boon to those areas. And it's not something that we should do all at once. I think we want to hopefully have one or two places around the state come forward because it would be overwhelming to try to organize something as complex as the healthcare programs. But if we could start somewhere, have success, and then move the program forward, I think that would just be a great thing. And just use the step approach.
I can't get this out of my mind that something that would work for a rural area where you have families that are isolated by, a half mile, a mile, the distance between different farms, would work in a densely populated urban area like Milwaukee, where you have clusters of low-income, impoverished people all living in concentrated areas.
Well, I think, as I mentioned, you need to get the players together, get them at the table. There's different issues in every community, and that's why something that works perfectly in one area is going to have to be looked at and modeled differently, but using the same concept. So I think there's a tremendous opportunity here. If we can find the right match, I think it can be a real boon to that community.
Now, this is a nonprofit program, and as you mentioned, there are a number of different players who did come together in order to make this work. Can you identify some of those for us?
Well, there were quite a few foundations in the local area, individuals that were dedicated to the healthcare programs and were looking for a way to make people's lives better in a rural setting. That's where it initially started. And Shawano County in our area is very rural, and it was really an ideal place to get the program started. But a lot of different individuals, a lot of organizations, farmers, agribusiness people, CEOs of several companies, and the medical community all came together to try to focus on implementing a program that we finally ended up with.
UW Extension Chancellor David Wilson, when he recognized this program, mentioned ThetaCare, Tom, the Appleton-based healthcare provider. What role did they play in all of this?
They provided the spark very early on for the, and really was the seed, the idea of looking at and focusing in on rural health. And one of the interesting things when Theta did that was, ThetaCare, that is, from Appleton, did that, is they really had no strings attached to anything other than coming into the Shawano community and saying, number one, we realize that health is a huge issue with farm families. Is there something that can be done in partnership with the community? And I think one of the important concepts with the Shawano Rural Health Initiative was the patience that ThetaCare and the community had to spend about 18 months working on this before we moved ahead with it.
We're going to pick that up when we come back from the news break. That's Tom Anderson. He is a retired Shawano County ag agent. We also have Republican State Representative Gary Talkin with us from Madison. A couple of dairy farmers, Deb and Dale Milkey. We're talking about the Shawano County Rural Health Initiative. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51. We'll be back after this news.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from the Helen Bader Foundation's Alzheimer's and Aging Program, recognizing November as Alzheimer's Month, aiming to make Wisconsin a leader in how to view growing older in the later stages of life. Information at hbf.org.
I'm Glenn Mobrig. We're back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Our phone number, again, is 1-800-486-8655, and we would like to welcome our listeners for this special program on WHID Green Bay and WHDI Door County. Special because we're talking about a region that's covered by, it's right in between our coverage areas. This program is normally heard on WLBL Wausau and WHBM in Park Falls. Shawano County has the Shawano County Rural Health Initiative, which is providing some very real solutions to rural residents regarding health care, particularly farmers who are in a crisis mode in terms of whether or not they can find coverage, whether they can find affordable coverage, how high the deductibles are, what's covered, what isn't. And this is something that's working for them, and as we're debating healthcare coverage in Washington, as we've debated it in Madison, here is a local program that some say may provide a template, not just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. 1-800-486-8655. Our guests, we have State Representative Gary Talkin. He is a Republican from Bonduelle, joining us from Madison. Also, Tom Anderson, who's a retired Shawano County ag agent, and a couple of dairy farmers, Deb and Dale Milkey from Shawano County. The only thing missing is you. What do you think of the healthcare crisis in general? What do you think the solutions are? Do you like what you're hearing today? 1-800-486-8655. Our lines are open. Tom, we were talking about the stakeholders in order to make this entire thing work when we went to the break. And this is a non-profit program.
Mm-hmm.
Where
yes,
does the money come from?
several places, and I think that's probably an important point to bring up. Original funding came from grants from several medical facilities or communities, ThetaCare, as well as the Shawano Medical Center. There's a hospital in Shawano, private or a public hospital, and the Shawano Medical Center is a part of that, as well as from agribusinesses, Mid-County Cooperative, for example, CRI, Cooperative Resources International, the farm lenders, and then as well individuals who had been involved in this and felt strongly about this as well. As the program gained a little speed, Glenn, we did have help with grants from Senator Cole and Representative Kasten as well. So we've had more than one source, and
do you see the funding continuing this way, or are you looking for new options? Deb, you're nodding your head. Maybe you should step in here.
Sustainability is a key word nowadays, and that's probably one of our priorities, is to sustain the program for in the future. We realize we can't rely on grants forever, and we are looking to partner with other agribusinesses or individuals in the Shawano County area that are looking to put some dollars behind support for the local farmers. Without healthy farmers, we're not going to have healthy businesses. So,
and Gary Talkin, is the funding mechanism for this, is this one of the things that you find attractive?
Right. What we were trying to do is build strong community. It seems to me like whenever you have a program and it's huge, and you can get the community involved and behind it, it pulls the community together. So big projects, even though they are huge, really seem to draw people in, and you strengthen your relationships and you build new ones. And I think that really occurred in this case. They have a lot of funding sources, or the Rural Health Initiative, and as Deb mentioned, sustainability is the key. We want this organization to continue, and funding is always critical. So we've developed major partnerships with a lot of different organizations that Tom and Deb have mentioned. We also have fundraisers. We have a farmers market in the summer that some people work for the organization and sell bread and cheese. We have a wine and cheese taster the last several years, and we've been generating about $15,000 a year on that one event. And then we have, as Tom mentioned, a lot of individual donations and foundations in the community that are very supportive and continue to help us in that effort. But sustainability is dependent on being able to maintain the funding sources, and so I'm sure every community is different, but it takes people that are interested in making their community better. They're committed to doing it, and those are the kind of people that we have working in to improve the Rural Health Initiative and to keep it going.
Any state or federal money going into this program?
Well, we haven't had any state funding specifically. We've had we had initially had a small federal grant on the front end, and now we have a small federal grant that Representative Kagan was able to get us in order to write a book on the process that we used and the ideas that we came up with, what worked and what didn't, so that we can hopefully duplicate this effort in other places. But you can't rely on the state and the federal monies to always be there. So that was one of the priorities that we recognized early on, that we need to make sure that we have a secure funding source and to work to develop those.
We're doing a show on healthcare, and there's a huge debate going on in Washington today about universal healthcare coverage. I don't want to lose the focus of this program, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask all of you for your reactions to this. Today, both the American Medical Association and AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, endorsed the Democratic healthcare proposal in Congress, Nancy Pelosi's proposal, which has a public insurance option. Also today, we have protesters in Washington attacking what they call a government takeover of the health insurance industry. Do you think, and I'll start with you, Representative Talkin, you are a Republican. Would a public insurance option be a good thing for farmers, in your view?
Well, I'm not in favor of this proposal at all, the public insurance option, because I think over time it's gonna cause a tremendous hardship to the private sector. It's gonna put a lot of people out of jobs. It's gonna increase the size of government, and I am a Republican, and I believe that smaller government is better, and that we should work to. Government needs to be involved in some things, but as I mentioned before, Wisconsin is rated number one in quality. We have probably 95% of our population already has catastrophic care, and I think there's better ways to handle it.
And I'm just going to go around the table here. Tom Anderson, do you think, from your experience as an ag agent, would a public health insurance option help farmers?
Glenn, I don't know. As I mentioned, I think one of the things that is important is to look at, is for me to say that healthcare is a very complex issue. And I know one part of it that I have had some experience with, and that part is the preventive health part. And the preventive health part, if you look, is not all that expensive. And I think that if we can learn something from the Shawnee Rural Health Initiative in this great big debate that's going on, is that maybe we ought to look at something that's really complex and take a little piece of it and move from there. I'm sorry, but that's as big as my mind is at this point in time.
But the preventive thing is something that you feel that we absolutely need to get a handle on, and we've got a model here which makes that work.
That, and I think that preventive care and farm safety, we might also look at that as well, and that's hugely important here in the center part of the state of Wisconsin.
And let's talk to the two dairy farmers, Deb and Dale Milkey. Do you think a public health care option in a range of private insurance options, does that make sense for farmers?
Well, I can honestly say I don't know much about this plan, but as an employer, we do offer health insurance to our employees. And I've heard that some of these plans that they're introducing require mandatory employer for employers to offer insurance to their employees. And then we also have another issue with our dairies. We employ Amish people, and they don't accept health care. And so how do we handle those situations, too, with people that don't want it if it's mandatory? So I'm kind of leery about anything that's mandated and how we're supposed to fulfill those obligations if we can't.
Dale, do you have anything to add to this?
I guess I'm with Tom on this one. I don't know too much about this public thing, but the preventive health care definitely is a good idea where they came out, and fortunately I didn't have any problems, but otherwise they would tell you to go and get further, analyze your problem further or something. So
One of the major problems we've got in healthcare coverage across the country is that people who are uninsured or underinsured or have other problems, often, their healthcare coverage is the emergency room. They don't get healthcare coverage or see a doctor or a trained physician until they show up with a very serious problem in the emergency room. And by that time,
it's too late.
Too late. What could be a very simple problem to address has often gotten way beyond that.
Well, right now it's especially important for the dairy farmers with the situation in the dairy right now with low milk prices, and our weather has not been cooperating lately. The stress is magnified many times over, and we know that stress can lead to lots of different symptoms for some catastrophic diseases, and so that's another reason why it's extremely important for us to keep Rhonda out in the area, out to the farms. She brings to them not only the health information that they need, but she can also provide the services or refer them to services, especially mental and, as well as just the health issues.
And again, Rhonda Strable, the executive director, would be here with us today, but she had a medical emergency of her own. Deb, why don't you talk about how Rhonda and the other healthcare professionals who go and visit the farmers in these rural settings, they sometimes can identify things that are lying under the surface that might otherwise go undetected.
Well, I always say that when when we're on the farm, we visit with our vet and our nutritionist on a weekly basis, which is probably more than we visit with our own family members. And so when Rhonda comes out, she's that ear. She listens, and not only does she do all the screenings that are necessary and has services that she can refer you to, but she's a person you can, once you get to know her, you just trust her, and you're willing to confide things in with her that you probably wouldn't with your spouse even. And I know that in our situation, that has happened in the past too, where you're more apt to talk to her about things that are bothering you, that, as you know, especially if you're the man of the house, you know, and you don't think you can confide things in your wife. But with Rhonda, you can tell her anything.
Are you talking about depression?
It could be depression. Well, stress can be like anxiety. You could have sleep disorders. It could be just angry at the situation. It can lead
to... And farmers are really in a crisis mode right now, particularly dairy farmers. You're
right.
Not getting enough money for the milk that
right.
you're
Right. You've
producing.
Seen your equity that you've built up for the past 10, 20 years go down the drain because just the past 12 months.
Dale, I'd like you to weigh in on this as the other half of this working family. What kind of stresses do you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis as a farmer?
Well, you have to make sure you got money to cover all your bills, and that's the big thing now, to cash flow and not have to go to the bank to borrow money to keep everything going. And that's a big problem for a lot of farms, that they have to borrow money just to keep going. And you can only do that so long, or you're going backwards instead of forwards. So something's got to change with the milk price thing pretty soon, or we're going to have a lot of farmers getting out, I'm afraid.
Well, Gary Talkin, you're a free market guy. You're opposed to the public option in healthcare. But what, if anything, can government do to help our dairy farmers? You grew up on a farm. You've got you're a dairy farmer now. You've got a close link to these people. Is there anything we can do in Madison or in Washington to help the farmers, particularly when they're not getting enough money for the milk they produce?
Right. We had a hearing about a month ago with the Ag Committee and identified a few things we can do, but the programs that we identified, there's a WIDA, a loan program that can be useful, but it has limited monies. So the Department of Commerce and Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, we're going to talk and try to figure out how they might be able to increase that fund in order to offer farmers some more monies as loan guarantees, not direct loans, but as loan guarantees. That is probably the best program we have in the state, and it's an equity gap filler, and about 85% of that program now goes to production agriculture because that's the biggest gap we have in the system. Most of the help on farm programs needs to come from a federal level. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different things that are being looked at right now. We'll have to see. The Department of Ag is going to be releasing $260 million. $60 million will actually be going into exports, the export program, and the other $200 million direct payments to farmers. You know, that's going to have minimal impact. I think we need, as the Secretary of Ag stated recently, to look at how we need to restructure our industry. There's going to be changes. There have been in the housing market, and the credit crunch is affecting everybody. So there's major changes that need to be looked at on the federal level.
All right, Gary Talkin, Republican State Representative from Bonduelle. We also have Deb and Dale Milkey, two dairy farmers from Shawano County. Tom Anderson, a retired ag agent, all talking about the Shawano County Rural Health Initiative. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with your phone calls at number again, 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'll be back after this short break.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing Employee Benefits Administration, Integrated Health Management, and Pharmacy Benefits Administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We are talking about the Shawano County Rural Health Initiative. We have Republican State Representative Gary Talkin joining us from Madison. He's on the telephone here in the studio. Deb and Dale Milkey, a couple of farmers who have from Shawano County who have been talking about really the tough time farmers are having making it all across this country. And Tom Anderson, he's a retired ag agent, and he's been talking about the setting up this this rural healthcare initiative from the very start. He's been in on it since the year 2004, and we would like to hear from you. 1-800-780-9742. Again, that's 1-800-780-9742. Tom Anderson, what do you think the long-term solutions are for the problems facing farmers?
In healthcare?
In healthcare, and, you know, a lot of it comes down to financial stuff,
too. Oh, absolutely.
Too.
Glenn, you know, I wish I knew, and I'm not sure that there's anything that I can say other than I'm very concerned that we're at a point where we have high quality farmers that are very much at risk right now, and I think that it is time that we're looking at not only health but at some of the other aspects of supporting farm families by way of some business models, marketing, some of those sorts of things as well. So you kind of put me on the spot here,
it's got to be a multi-pronged solution.
It is.
Because it's not like healthcare, it's not a simple thing to talk about. 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to the phones. We have Mary and Nina. Hi, Mary. You're on Route 51, and thanks for joining us from an area that usually doesn't get this program.
Well, thanks for having the program. I'm intrigued by this program, and it's one of the best things I think that I've heard so far in the health debate. My own feeling is that the only way we're going to have any improvement in overall health care, not health insurance, but health care, is to develop a way to have non-profit health insurance rather than being dependent on the for-profit health insurance industry. And I guess my question for the panelists there tonight is, do the participants pay some sort of a premium or some part of the fee, as well as depending on, you know, doing the fundraisers and getting grants and that sort of thing?
Mary, Tom, either one of you want to take this one?
I'll take this one. No, there is no fee for this service.
I guess my follow-up question on that should there be, and I don't mean a huge fee, but if all participants are paying something to a nonprofit type of an entity that isn't worried about the bottom line and, you know, giving a return to the shareholders and so on, would that be a way to make the overall program more self-sufficient? And maybe I'm thinking of this more in terms of how it might work in a more urban area like, say, the city of Neenah for small businesses or something like that.
We've talked about that at the past couple operation committee meetings, possibly charging a small or nominal fee. Right now, if Rhonda would come out to the farm and do her general screening services, we figure the cost to be about $150 savings to the farm family.
Mm-hmm.
And we were wondering, you know, would the farm family be willing to pay $50 or $100? Probably. Or we're also looking at another possibility of maybe our services could be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or even the private insurance companies, because we're doing the same tests that are given at the clinic. So maybe they would, but we haven't, you know, gotten that far yet as far as exploring those options.
Well, I'm very impressed with what you're doing based on the little bit that I've heard tonight, and I feel kind of positive that there are some exciting and interesting approaches being taken, especially going towards the nonprofit end, as I said earlier. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mary, thanks so much for the phone call, and the hour has gone by very quickly. I do want to have all of our panelists get in one last comment. Gary Talkin, you've got the floor.
Well, I would just say that, as it was mentioned earlier, that the wellness and prevention part is something that's really critical, and as Tom mentioned, farm safety. This is a wonderful program, and the key to it is to have an executive director, the person that's leading the charge, be trusted in the community, be somebody that listens, and then get all the players together and work with them to build a solid sound program that is sustainable.
Gary, thanks so much for participating in this conversation. It was really a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
And Tom Anderson, you've got about 15 seconds.
Glenn, the one thing that I'd like to leave with people is a website.
Okay.
That is http://shawnorurahealth.org.
shawnorurahealth.org. And Deb?
One thing I'd like to leave with the listeners is if anyone is under financial stress, emotional stress, or health stress, to give Rhonda a call. We do have some flyers that we leave with the local vets.
Give us the phone number.
It's area code 715-524-1488, and that's direct line to Rhonda. Everything's confidential, and please, if anyone needs some help, call her.
I want to thank all of you, retired Shawnee County Ag Agent Tom Anderson, Shawnee County Dairy Farmers Dale and Debbie Milkey, 6th District Republican State Representative Gary Talkin of Bondwell. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producers, Jane Ritker and Lila Roche, also our online producer, Scott Clark. Thanks to Lisa Andre for the connection in Green Bay. Reminder, you can now communicate with us on Twitter and Facebook. Next Thursday, our guest is Stephanie Alamon, an anthropology professor from UW-Stevens Point who lived for months with an isolated indigenous tribe in the Amazon rainforest. Thanks again for riding with us today. Until next week, we're heading out of town.